Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to dial in and bring up whatever it is that you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on our site is totally free. Coming up tonight, we got a lot to talk about. How much time? Well, 3 hours to do it. How much will fit in is another question. But coming up, bad Iraqi statistics. Homeland Security, well, turning out to still be totally worthless. Jail population stats, interesting stuff. Marine recruiter found to be teaching high school classes. Marijuana decriminalization. A police officer who's just making stuff up. And more. Plus your emails, your calls, 800-259-9231. Plus, I saw something about it being National Masturbation Month. We might talk about that as well.
Well, there you go. Weird. Something Mark knows a lot about.
That's right. 800-259-9231. So, why don't we start things out, Mark, with your Homeland Security story, finding out that, once again, they are totally useless.
Hold on. I want to know first why Mark has abandoned me.
What do you mean?
How have I abandoned you?
Look, now I'm the only one on the show with a silly name.
Yeah, you're the only one with a silly fake name.
I'm the only one with a silly fake name now. Because Johnson's just using his middle name. That's okay. It's part of his real name.
Right.
You know, Manwich was not a part of your real name at all. Which, you know, I know we're not using
But Mom always called me Manwich.
Did she? During your special time? So, you know, it's just... Well, then I had a silly name, and it was okay. We had silly names together. And now everybody's got a normal name except me. I've just got a big, silly, dumb name, and I feel sad.
Mm. Well, you're a silly man, so it's okay.
I am a silly man. I almost feel pressured to go back to my real name.
The likelihood of us getting sued by whoever produced Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Manos.
Whatever.
Hal Warren is dead, so...
See, right, the likelihood is really slim.
Wait, now, who's Hal Warren?
The guy who produced Manos, the Hands of Fate.
And that's where the Torgo name comes from.
Got it.
Whereas, on the other hand, the idea of us getting sued by ConAgra Foods, much larger.
Is it?
Yeah. Not large, just
could
much larger.
Could they sue me over that? Or just you? Because you're the one that was using the name.
Yeah, but it's your show and you let it happen.
The policy when you're suing is sue everyone
whoever has
and
the most
see
money.
What sticks.
Yeah, and you're the one who wanted to be, this is my show, so yeah, it's your responsibility.
Okay, so now he's Mark.
Yeah, so now he's Mark. Okay, fine. Just makes me sad. I feel all alone and cold. And
well, my most difficult part in this whole change, beyond trying to just change in my head, calling him by Mark instead of the old name, that's tough. But also, I'm trying to determine how best to condescend to him now, because it was easier to condescend towards
to say, Mark.
I don't know. I'm going to have to work on it, because it was easier to condescend when you didn't have a human name.
Yeah.
You were less than human.
That's
at that
fine.
Point.
You can now pick on his last name.
Well, I don't know. We're not using his last name.
Sure, we'll use Mark Edge. It doesn't matter to me. I mean,
how
we say Ian Bernard.
Edgy? Well,
yeah, I mean, you could have said, Mark, oh boy, that's an edgy name. You know, just something silly like that.
All right. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So, Mark.
Two key Democrats in the House. Excuse me, this is coming from the Washington Post. Keith L. Alexander. Two key Democrats on the House committee that oversees the Department of Homeland Security criticized the agency last week for not releasing to Congress reports on 118 security plans for mass transit, rail, aviation, ports, and borders.
Many a secret.
Well, the reason, but this is the secret committee security that oversees the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh,
and
I see.
They're trying to get the reports from the Department of Homeland
so
Security.
So they're supposed to be able to look at these reports.
Correct.
Okay.
Many of the reports were due in 2003.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be three years ago.
Right. The American people deserve more from the Department of Homeland Security than missed deadlines, especially when our nation's security is at risk.
Well, now, it's not like the missed deadlines even apply to implementing any security. It applies to a report.
Just a report. As though the report is going to make us more secure, and as though the Department of Homeland Security had anything to do with the fact that nothing's happened in 3 years.
Well, what this is just another example of how the system of checks and balances that we're supposed to have in this country is a complete joke.
What do you mean?
Like, when the Justice Department was investigating the NSA wiretapping thing, they needed access to certain documents. The NSA refused to give them clearance. The Justice Department said, we need to examine these documents to continue our investigation. The NSA said, well, you don't have the security clearance for that.
Sorry, no.
So, no, you can't see those. And the Justice Department said, Well, then I guess we have to give up because they kept trying and the NSA kept telling them no. So the NSA, who is supposed to be, you know, I mean, the Justice Department is supposed to be able to investigate these types of things. They can just get told no.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense considering the NSA is a totally unconstitutional agency. So why should they have to, you know, be beholden to any of these constitutional groups?
I guess. It's just, it's ridiculous that they're funded with the same money.
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah. They're funded with the same money as the Justice Department, but they don't have to answer to anyone.
Yeah. When is it going to be that the Justice Department or some other government bureaucracy actually files suit against another government bureaucracy? Is that possible? Can they even do that? I know they like to infight and not share information and not talk to one another, but have government agencies ever sued one another?
I think that it may, like, that level of slow bureaucracy might actually cause a black hole. I mean, if one government agency sued another, one federal government agency sued another large federal, it was crack. You know, the bureaucracies would hit each other, and suddenly a black hole would open up right there in Washington D.C. and suck us all into the mire.
Well, why couldn't the Justice Department? I mean,
the slow motion mire of that black hole.
Obviously, the Justice Department presumes that the NSA is a legitimate agency when, in fact, it's as unconstitutional as, say, the FBI, the CIA. But if only somebody could get into to power there that realized that this was just all a joke and simply say, "Oh yeah, well you won't let us look. We're gonna sue you for being unconstitutional. Take it to the Supreme Court." Maybe they would win, and then that would abolish the NSA, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the end of the NSA if that happened?
I don't think
they want it at the Supreme Court level.
Yes and no. That's never going to happen.
Of course, it's never going to happen.
Because
my fantasy.
It is, and the claim that they're unconstitutional is somewhat tenuous. Hmm. I mean, I believe that they are certainly not what our founding fathers imagined, and therefore, to some extent, unconstitutional. But the legislature has the ability to write any law they want.
Yes.
And so, if they write a law that says there is an NSA. Then there is an NSA.
I understand.
Yes.
Also, I think that on the off chance in your crazy world that someone with that type of an attitude could make it to be the head of the Justice Department,
yeah,
and he publicly said, "Well, if you're not going to give us access, we're going to sue you," I give that person 18 hours to live.
Really? You think the NSA would take him out, huh?
I think somebody would.
Probably right. Probably absolutely right. 800-259-9231. Was there more?
There's all kinds of this stuff, but essentially, I just thought
bureaucratic slowness and incompetence?
Really, that's it. I mean, I just thought it was the best part of it was they've been waiting for 118 reports since 2003.
Now, how would Rush Limbaugh spin this one? Because it was two Democrats that were filing this. This report, I guess, or looking for these reports.
Yeah.
So what would he say? Say something like, "Well, this is partisan. They're not giving them enough time. This is tough. These reports are hard to put together." How do you make excuses for that? How do you make excuses for not even writing a report? How do you do that? 3 years.
I don't know.
And that's what these guys are good at. I mean, if bureaucrats are good at one thing, it's churning out pages after pages of reports. I mean, they're really good at that. It does take them a while to do. But asking them to turn out reports is not a problem. So it's unusual that they can't even get that done. And these are the people you want to secure your borders? These are the people you want to secure your country?
Well, a department spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security said that the notion that somehow the department is moving slowly in coordinating or providing information to Congress is far-fetched.
Ah.
I love that.
No.
It's clear we need 9 years. That's
fast. It's very evident that there is an extraordinarily high amount of congressional oversight of the department's activities. And that has what to do with being slow, Mr. Doc? Well, nothing. But
he's blaming the oversight.
Ridiculous.
There's too much of it. It's slowing them down. Too many checks. Too many balances. We just need to get rid of all that.
Oh, my God.
We just all need autonomy here in the government to do whatever we want.
Yes.
Well, they pretty much have it.
That's true.
800-259-9231. Everybody gets outraged, but nothing gets done about the outrage. 1-800-259-9231. Well, what is the solution to all this? Is it private police? We'll explore coming up. Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. In fact, the Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. In fact, we got a brand new Shriner up there on the site right now at freetalklive.com. And ladies, if you want to get on the Shrine, you do have to send in a validated picture, which means that in the photo you're proving that you listen to the show. There's a variety of ways that our ladies have actually decided to do that.
Primarily, they involve disrobing.
No. There's only one or two ladies that disrobe.
So that's not the emails I get.
You get special emails?
Oh, I do. All the time.
Well, don't brag, Dave.
Okay.
You're not letting us in on that.
So if you'd like to be a part of my secret club, go ahead and disrobe and take a picture. Send it to Torgo at freetalklive.com.
What do they get in return?
The satisfaction of knowing that they're in my special club.
Oh, I thought you might send them a picture back.
I might.
Okay.
Just not
if they ask nicely. 800-259-9231. So the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. All right. So a moment ago, Mark, you were telling us about the Department of Homeland Security and how it is that they just can't get anything done.
Right.
In fact, they can't even get a report written.
Well, 118 of them since 2003.
That's a lot of reports.
It
I mean,
is
I
a
can
lot
understand.
Of
that's kind of burdensome. Yeah. But then again, I'm sure they have more than 118 employees in the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
So they can't get anything done. And so, of course, the question becomes, well, if they can't protect us, which is what everybody thinks. I mean, everybody thinks the government's here to protect us. It's one of those few functions that the government is actually allegedly supposed to be for, right? To protect life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and all that.
Yeah, that's what people expect from it.
And they don't do a very good job. So the,
how can they?
The question that, well, I don't know. Maybe they could. Is there a way that the government could do a better job protecting us?
I don't know. I think that protection, there certainly is. If you have the option of hiring private protection firms, you'll get better, superior protection. There's no doubt. But security really is an illusion. I mean, you know, you put a lock on a door and it'll keep out most people. But somebody who really wants to get through the door will pick
learn
the
how
lock.
To pick locks and pick
yeah.
the lock. That's
if you
true.
Put two locks on the door, then, you know, or whatever.
It's
you, put, something a lock on the inside, it makes it difficult. They'll run
like
a car.
Window.
They'll run a car through it.
Right.
Whatever. They'll figure out. You know, security is an illusion. And but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't make some efforts. It's like, for instance, leaving your keys in your car. You really can't complain too much if you leave your keys in your car and the windows roll down if the car gets stolen.
No doubt. So my solution is usually let's turn things over to the marketplace because government
really?
Can't do anything right and the market can do everything better than the government in general. So let's see what the market would do if we allowed them to have security control, not control, but if we allowed them to sell security services to individuals. Well, Brian emails in on this topic and he says, I don't know if I could address this on your show or not, but I kind of have a problem with the private police or private protection services being the only means of protecting people's personal rights. It just seems to me that the individuals or groups with the most resources would be able to pay off these services, either to do their bidding or to look the other way when they do to others whatever they want. If your answer to the competition of another protection service to be employed by another group to protect them from the other group, if your answer is that, all I see is small groups fighting and whoever's the most powerful has the most money or best guns ruling over the others and all our liberty will be gone. And although most people would try to live peacefully, it only takes one with the means to change everything. And everybody's life becomes altered trying to protect themselves from the other's force. Also, it's a protection group that is either being controlled by a few to use its violence against others or the protection service itself that uses its power to control and take from others. I think that there would need to be a common protection service that's equally funded by all, like the government one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what libertarians believe, is that in fact, the government should function as the final arbiter in these circumstances, that they should be the last word in law enforcement.
He says, it's very strangely written, I wonder if he's foreign, I know it would in the end by the threat of violence and imprisonment that would force the people to pay, but it's a price I'm willing to give up. I'm willing to give up that little freedom to not have to fight to protect my property every day. Because, again, he's envisioning this society with battling gangs running around fighting one another.
It's just going to be this post-apocalyptic war zone, you know, right. Mad Max. It'll be great.
And somehow having the government police services protecting all of us from this uncertain future.
Well, it does fill the void.
He says, so I don't want to fight to protect my property every day or have to keep paying more and more to always have the best protection service and having to buy into whichever one of them has the power at the time. He says, I don't live my life to make money, but I live to live it as I want. I don't want to have to live to pay for protection and have to worry that because the much more successful businessman next door wants my daughter as a slave, that he can pay the protection service a large sum of money, the same one I happen to be using at the time, to allow him to take what he wants and to use their violent force to do his bidding because I can't match his payment. I think the one thing that he's leaving out here, and it's awfully paranoid, I think the one thing that he's leaving out here is that individuals will be free to defend themselves. And so a protection agency's biggest fear, I mean, just like cops today that don't show up to a hot call on time, they don't want to get shot. Protection agents aren't going to necessarily want to get killed either. So why would they go in and commit unnecessary violence on an individual when chances are really good in a free society that that individual is going to be armed and likely prepared to defend himself, with or without his protection agency on hand?
Well, and I think that there, it should also be said that there was a time in this nation then when there were no federal cops. None. Zip.
That's right. The FBI, I don't think, came around until the late 1800s.
So you had...
Very late 1800s.
Private versions. You had Pinkerton men. You had Brinks men. You know, you had security agencies that, in fact, functioned as federal police. So it's not like...
How did they function as federal police? Do you know much about this? Because this is news to me.
I know that they were essentially security guys. They would take gold and shipments of goods across the country. And,
right.
If there was a crime, they would investigate it. And
were they attacking one another for their gold shipments?
They were not.
Was Brinks attacking Wells Fargo?
They were not. They were trying to simply get their stuff from one place to the other.
Now, why do you think they didn't do that? I mean, if you could roll over a Wells Fargo truck, there's a lot of money in there to be had. Why wouldn't Brinks be trying to attack? I mean, since there were no federal police to protect everyone from themselves, why wasn't that happening?
Well, because I would say that Pinkerton and Fargo at that point were, let's say they're about the same size. Now, I don't know what it would be like in a circumstance where one is significantly larger than the other, but who wants to take that big of a loss? Who wants to have somebody of equal size after them in the opportunity to get something of value from that person? So, for instance, let's say... Yeah, you're the same size as me, and you're of equal ability to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you have a diamond ring on.
Right.
Now, why don't I try to take that diamond ring from you?
You might get hurt.
Yeah. Right. Like, you're going to be a real pain in the butt to take that diamond ring from. And in the process, I could get pieces broken.
Might not be worth it.
Yeah. Like,
even if you got the ring, it might not be worth it.
I could spend more than the diamond ring's value in hospital fees.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. Now, if there's a child running around with a diamond ring, and I'm some kind of mercenary, perhaps I would take it. Now, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying that,
like,
you know,
taking diamonds from babies.
If there's a four-year-old running around with a diamond ring on.
Well, I think the other side of this that we want to look at is the customers as well. I mean, really, do you want to be a customer of a company that's known for going around and robbing people? I don't think most people in America are bad by nature. I don't think they're evil, and I don't think they would want to support on a voluntary basis a group of violent thugs. Now, of course, they're doing it to the government. They're paying taxes to the government every year.
I'm still not going to be able to get past this analogy where a mercenary is stealing jewelry from children.
All right, more on the way. 800-259-9231. Would the world crumble if there were no government police? Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is the Monday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Orville Redenbacher.
And Manwich.
And
he confused me. He got me.
Who are you?
Mark.
All right, Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about private police. Brian emailed in with a pretty paranoid email about how he believes that if we got rid of government police, then we had private protection services, that they'd all be running around in the streets battling one another for control over everybody's property, and they'd be killing people in their homes and taking people's babies. And he finishes up his email saying that just because I have the right to change protection companies now and hire them to get my daughter back, although I would have died trying to protect my family, it would change the fact that this would be happening far too often to others. I have many arguments floating in my mind to argue the other side of what I think, but try and see what I'm getting at. I just think that a person's ability to have freedom should not be based on the monetary power that a person has. And I don't think that in this case it would be. Because remember, in the marketplace, price is driven down by competition. So there would be the McDonald's of private protection services.
And the food quality would probably be just as good.
Have you seen the what the credit card companies are? If you don't have good credit and you can't really don't have a lot of economic clout, have you seen what the credit cards there are versus American Express?
Well, you get screwed on interest rates, that sort of thing.
Interest rates, you have no protections in the purchasing of products. If, for instance, I asked one of these banks, so if somebody wanted to charge a Lamborghini on my card and I couldn't dispute it, and the guy said no.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure he was just being a jerk, but essentially he told me, you've got to pay whatever this is, and it doesn't matter whether or not you're disputing it.
I see.
Yeah. So crappy credit cards, not nearly as good as the American Express card.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a vast chasm in the difference of service due to how much economic clout you have.
That's okay. Not everybody needs the highest level of protection service. In fact, most people, all they really do need is locks on their front door and a gun. I don't think in the case of protection, many people would really need a service necessarily. I think you might have an insurance company to insure you from loss and insure you from violence and that sort of thing. But the idea of having a company at your beck and call, waiting to rescue you from something, you know, maybe there's just a company that will come to help you secure your home and like we have today, and that would be it. Maybe a lot of people would go without a protection service and just go it alone, because in reality, how many people really need these services?
Oh, I think that you would find a need for protection if you didn't have a government around. Absolutely. I think, you know what? Why don't you speed?
Oh, I do.
But why don't you speed a lot everywhere you go?
Well, because I don't want to get a speeding ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
That's precisely the reason that government works.
What do you mean it works?
That's what I say that it does reasonably well. Scares the crap out of people and harms them.
So you believe that government is pretty good at preventing crime just because it's around? I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, I think that most crimes are prevented simply because the government exists.
Well, just so you know, if the government didn't exist, less crimes would exist.
Because right.
it wouldn't be against the law to speed.
Great point, but yeah, not really.
You're relevant. Talking about violent crime, right? You're talking about violent crime. And you've got kind of two sorts of violent crime. There's emotional, the spur of the moment kind of crime. You walk in, you catch the wife cheating on somebody, and then you lose. The person loses it and blows up and commits violence. There's no way the cops could save the wife in that particular case.
Right, but there are certain road rage incidents where I believe that people are probably cooled down by the possibility that they might spend the rest of their lives.
Well, it's
in
also
prison.
Possible that if the roads were made by private individuals, then there wouldn't be as much road rage either.
Yeah.
So,
well, that solves everything.
Yeah, it would solve that. And so then you've got
hold on. How is that the solution to road rage? I've never heard this theory.
I'm just saying it'd be possible. I don't know
if the free market would fix it. There's no problems with the free market.
Well, I see. They'd spend extra money to put bluebirds and daffodils all along the roadways. So that way, everywhere you look, there'd be rainbows and unicorns.
You know, every mile, they'd have some character dancing in a Winnie the Pooh outfit or Mickey Mouse
silly.
Waving.
Through genetic
on.
Engineering and stem cell research, they would actually invent both unicorns and leprechauns, and they would be.
And Winnie the Pooh.
And Winnie the Pooh. And
well, in reality,
you'd get a free one to ride with you everywhere you go.
In reality, if businesses were in charge of roads, then they'd have to ensure that driving on them was as pleasant of an experience as possible. Otherwise, you might switch to the other business's road, nearby. You might use the competition's road. So therefore, we can't actually envision right now what our road system would be like if it was handled privately, because our road system hasn't really changed on a fundamental basis in the last 50 or 60 years. It's all pretty much the same, with the exception of maybe some LED stoplights now. I mean, it's all the same old crap, and in most cases, it doesn't expand to fit the needs of the amount of people that are on the road, so everybody's caught in gridlock in some places.
I totally agree with you.
There's no doubt that
I totally agree that what you're saying is true, that there hasn't been any real advances in traffic control.
And when they need to expand, it doesn't happen fast enough, so that's going to increase frustrations behind the wheel.
Sure.
When you're trapped in traffic, you're frustrated. More likely to have road rage.
And
that's where I'm coming from.
And quite honestly, I don't believe that that we probably would even have cars if...
You're probably right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Glenn.
Howdy.
Hey, you guys kind of beat me to the punch a little bit. I was going to talk about how insurance companies often specify requirements when you want a certain type of insurance, you know, to protect yourself from someone's irresponsibility.
Like what?
Well, for example, say a friend of mine was telling me about his brother-in-law who was going to open a jewelry store. In order for him to get insurance to cover his inventory, which is very expensive and very... something burglars like to steal.
Yeah.
You know, they set requirements for you have to have a safe at this level of, you know, capability protection.
Yeah, this,
you have
this
to have
safe of a safe.
You have to have an alarm system that meets these requirements. And if you transport greater than this number of dollars of inventory, you know, you have to have an armed guard or you
right.
have to be carrying. You know, so the insurance company was setting the requirements that they felt were needed for the person to protect themselves.
That's a great point. Now, what I want to know is, what do you think about Brian's doomsday scenario of just protection services running around attacking one another and attacking clients?
Well, you know, I mean, government's already doing that. You know, people, businesses, and people with influence are already getting government to do that for them. So what would be the difference?
That's true. It may not be as obvious, though. I think he's literally suggesting people just roaming through the streets just attacking people. It's just not as obvious when the people with influence use government for their best interest these days.
That's right. That's right.
They're a little more subtle. Any final thoughts for us, Glenn?
No.
Thanks for being on here, man. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Yes, Mark?
Now, I've been holding an email that talks about private police, and I think now might be the good time to read it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
From Martin. Something that looks... Swedish or perhaps Icelandic.
Svenskold.
Fjorter.
Yeah. It's like that. You know, something that has to do with fjords, obviously.
Okay.
Hello, Mark. I've only recently come across this radio program, and I've been listening to some of the archives in the last day or two. I think someone mentioned something in one of the first shows of February that set my mind ticking. I'm not actually 100% sure it was this show, but I think that it should be still relevant if you didn't mention it. I think it had to do with bringing competition to government police in the form of private police.
Yes, that's certainly been mentioned, and we're going to explore it more. 800-259-9231. What do you think? If we turned it over to private agencies, would all hell break loose? Or would you be better protected? It's Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Chef Boyardee. And Mark.
Yes, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all there, right there on the front page of the website, as a matter of fact. There's no logging in, no membership fee, no games. You just go and get them for free. freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, we're talking private police. We had an email earlier this hour just describing a doomsday scenario of private protection agencies roaming through the streets, killing little children, and harming people. And now we're going to an email from Sweden in regards to this.
A bit of an exaggeration.
Okay.
All right. Well, Martin says he thinks it would be dangerous because, first of all, there would still have to be one set of laws that the private police are going to uphold to judge who are criminals and who aren't. And these would probably still be determined by the legislative branch of the government, or perhaps the town councils or whatever on a smaller scale, and eventually brought before a court, either a government court or a private one. Like the examples I heard on your show, where state laws clash with federal laws and people get arrested for things that aren't even legal in their illegal in their state, having more than one set of laws, which would probably happen. There's no reason why there wouldn't be just one police corps that is privately owned, that would be upheld by their own private law enforcement gang, who would ultimately come a near civil war. Just imagine what would happen if one group decided that abortion is murder and that women who abort their fetuses, if that's correct term, mm-hmm. should be turned in for it. Goes after people who are committed, who committed a crime in their view, yet who are innocent in the view of perhaps the majority in a given area.
I see.
The other police force would probably see this intervention as unlawful because they're initiating force against someone who is innocent of their view,
right.
and have since you have a nice dispute on your hands. I'm not sure if the proponents of this theory actually want to do something like this. I'm merely trying to point out that it wouldn't work.
I think he's pointing out a good point. There are certainly people that would want to make sure that in their areas, you know, for instance, that Catholic community that they're building in Florida, which is going to be property is only going to be sold to Catholics. It's an all Catholic. There's all kinds of rules as far as you can't have sex with contraception and that sort of thing. They could absolutely have a rule like that, that you know, that might come about, very restrictive rules, mm-hmm. in which case, if it's private property, I don't see what the problem is.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, what if I move on to this into this Catholic community for whatever reason, and I have some other private police force that mm-hmm. works for me, and then for you know I decide that I don't want to take communion on Friday, or for whatever reason, then their private police come to abscond with me because I have done something wrong, whereas then my private police say, whoa, whoa, you got to get my client out of jail. And they say, uh-uh. So then they come in after me.
Well, I don't know. I would say that you probably wouldn't be allowed into the community if you didn't actually meet their standards.
But what if I did get in?
What if you got in by what?
There's
deceiving them?
All kinds of reasons why people get in places. Uh-huh. I mean, we have illegal aliens now.
Right, but why would you want to go into a place like that? So you could break their rules? I don't understand your
Who
motivation.
Knows why I would want to do it?
He's a troublemaker.
What if you take a risk then, wouldn't you?
What I'm saying is
I don't feel sorry for you, risk taker.
I'm not trying to take a risk. How did I know? I just needed to use the bathroom.
Oh,
or whatever.
What
I don't know.
Well, this is why it makes sense to suggest that people should just move together. You know, all you people that want to outlaw abortion, go ahead, move into the same state, and all of those that don't think it should be outlawed should move out of that state and move into a different state where they agree with one another. Let's get all different interest groups to separate and move together into different states, and then I think that'd be fine. They can set all the crazy rules they want to, and us sensible people won't set foot on their property.
Well,
buyer beware. Be careful where you go.
I don't like this particular line of reasoning that you have.
Yeah, you don't like it. Why?
Well, why don't we segregate ourselves?
Right, voluntarily.
It just sounds so weird and strange. So
why
odd.
Does it sound weird? There's at least
now, I
two
think that
groups
the only way
this.
I think the only way that you're going to see liberty in our lifetime is the Free State Project. I think that's the only.
You
possible.
Just called that weird and odd.
No.
What's
I didn't.
About?
What's you're saying? Oh, everybody who thinks the same needs to get in their own little area.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
But that's
I'm
what the Free State Project is.
No. The Free State Project is a project to create liberty. The only way it's going to happen.
No. It's because everybody thinks the same way, i.e., we believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anyone else. All the people that think that way are moving to the same state.
So they can then take that concept and expand it out further
and muscle their way in.
Muscle their way in.
Yeah, they're going to be a voting block at 20,000 people.
That's nothing. It's a state full of 1.5 million people. 20,000 is nothing. That's not a voting block. Really, what we're going to do, Mark, is we're going to influence others to show them that our way is the right way. We're not muscling our way in. We're not taking over anything. It's not a violent movement at all.
It's not a violent movement. I never.
Nobody described it as violent.
Yeah.
Well, when you say muscling our way
and
in,
and you don't think
sounds...
they're a voting block.
Very small. It's
you don't
you
think
can't
they're
win an election with it.
You don't think they're enough to start getting more people of that particular mindset into the state legislature.
Absolutely,
and then start making those ideas known on a state level.
Absolutely,
if we're spreading
talking,
the idea throughout the state
on a voluntary
not the
basis.
If you're just talking
no one's
about
claiming
the vote,
it's involuntary.
I don't like the term "muscling our way in." That's
oh my
not
God!
How
do you like the freaking word? You have an option.
Well,
you don't have to like it.
Words are tools.
Look, you can live with it or the other option. So. All I'm saying is that the vote itself is muscle, and that
uh-huh.
anything influence beyond that, you know, you're claiming that the influence is going to be a big deal. But there are going to be times in local elections a few votes count.
Sure.
And those, at that point, that's muscle, Ian.
Okay.
Muzzle and forts are two different things. Deal with it.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring
like
whatever's
that.
On your mind.
I don't like the way you described that.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free. It is a service all totally created by the listeners. There's over 650 unique pages of information there. All the content created by you. In fact, you can go and edit it. You can add to it. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. So before we got into this sidetracked conversation about whether or not the Free State Project is muscling its way into New Hampshire, and I still disagree with that terminology, we were talking about the idea of interest groups moving to one place, and you said it's a crazy idea, right, Mark?
I do think that people find the whole idea of syndicalism or whatever you want to call it to be really weird. Oh, I think that everybody who believes the same way should move to the same place.
But certainly nothing that's it's certainly nothing that's catching on like wildfire. Though there are some movements like this. Mm-hmm. The Mormons successfully did it to Utah. You can't contradict that the Mormons have been very successful in altering the law in the state of Utah. They've had a real influence. The socialists moved into Vermont, and they've had a real influence there as well. You've got the Free State Project, Liberty Lovers, moving into New Hampshire. You've also got the Christian Exodus Project, which is a group of really religious people that are all going to move into, I believe it's South Carolina,
right,
together. So while it's not really catching on too fast, nonetheless, it is something that's gone on time after time over the years, as far back as the original, the American Revolution, people coming over here to get away from a group of people that didn't agree with them.
Understood. But I think that it's just, it's a little too weird for America to, just grab a hold of that and run with it. Like, everybody who believes the same way should move to the same place.
And it's also impractical. It's also impractical. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a great, I think it's a great idea. But, I mean, as we've seen by trying to get liberty lovers to pick up and move, people that really do care about the size of government, people that care about getting government out of their lives, some of them care more about their family, and they care more about staying where they are and their roots and being tied into the business community. And there's a lot of reasons why people won't pick up and move to what we think is a really great opportunity. So, most people really wouldn't do something like that.
My hope is, and I could care less about where the Christian Exodus movement moves or anybody else, my hope is the Free State Project works so that America, so that the people in the Free State Project who, sacrificed a small amount compared to what our founding fathers sacrificed for liberty, so they get the opportunity to see what a small government will do, and then that America gets a chance to, oh my goodness, look at things up good up there in New Hampshire.
Right.
It's really working. And then the world has an opportunity to see, perhaps the Free State Project can have, I don't know, Free State Project South, where they pick a southern state and,
it's a nice idea,
and are able to, move farther from there. I don't know. I don't know how it would work. But I do believe that you could be a real beacon of liberty.
That's
you could show people.
Of course.
And with the right promotion, PR behind it, man, it would be huge. Because, the reporters don't actually like to write their own stories. They just would rather read them.
Take a press release, change a few words, put your name on it.
Yep. Yeah.
Send that out.
That's what I'm really hoping is going to happen with the Free State Project. And, if I've got to be the guy to write those press releases, I'll do that.
Somebody's got to do it. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Some kids were huffing in the back of a car. Someone lit a cigarette. We'll tell you what happened. 800-259-9231, in case you can't figure it out.
That's not funny.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.